When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 18th edition. Hope you guys enjoyed a small slate of action on Thursday, ready for a big Friday, end of the weekend. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Originally, this was a 13-game slate. The Guardians and Tigers are rained out on Thursday, having a doubleheader on Friday, so that game will not be available on this slate. Now we have a 12-game Friday slate for you, starting at 7:05. p.m. Eastern time. I'll apologize now. I'm dealing with like a sinus issue, so my voice is kind of wonky and I sound goofy. I'm powering through this one, though, so we'll get it done. Totals on this 12-game now slate. Phillies Nationals 9, Giants Braves 8.5, Brewers Rangers 8, Pirates Twins 8.5, Mariners Astros 8.5, White Sox Rockies Coors Field 12, Rays Angels 9, Diamondbacks Padres 9, Orioles A's 8.5, Marlins, Dodgers, 8.5. Pitching is suspect on this slate, so let's get at it here. Your top price pitcher at 12.7 is Spencer Strider. It's the same speech I give every time Strider pitches. He's great. If you want a great floor with a potential ceiling, you play Strider. He's got to get you close to 30 points, which, you know, 27.6. Got you minus 5, 30, 26, 28. He's getting the job done for you. Strikeouts are going to be great. Giants team striking out about 24% of the time versus righties over the past month. Hitting 207 with a 129 ISO. So if you want to use Strider, obviously awesome play if you want to go that direction. But if you want to save some cash, Pablo Lopez at 10.6, $2,100 cheaper. I love on this slate. Lopez has been outstanding of late. Just talked about him on Bubba and the Bloom since July 1st. One of the best K to walk and swinging strike guys over that stretch with a low ERA. He's given you 23 or more points in four straight starts, six or more innings in each start, three total earned runs over those four starts. He's got you five or more Ks in those four, seven or more in three of those four. Strikeouts have been phenomenal for Pablo Lopez this whole season, especially of late. Now he gets to face a Pittsburgh Pirates team at home who's striking out 27.2% of the time versus Ryan and pitching over the last month, hitting 231. They do have a weird 209 ISO, I'll say that much, but low average, tons of punchies. I like me some Pablo Lopez at 10.6 on this slate. If you want to be contrarian, Sandy Alcantara is $9,600 at the Los Angeles Dodgers, probably without J.D. Martinez and some other issues in that lineup. Sandy's coming off 9 innings, 1 earned, 10 Ks against the Yankees. What I really like about Sandy, 7 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. That is what stands out in a big way for me. 1 earned run or less in 3 of those 4. That's against the Yankees, Philadelphia, and at Tampa Bay. It's obviously dicey facing the Los Angeles Dodgers. A Dodgers team with an 18.3% K rate versus righties, 286 average, and 191 ISO over the last month. They're rocking. Simple. So in tournaments at 96 for Sandy, I'm all aboard that train. I think it's a great tournament play, but there's a ton of risk involved, so be very aware of that. I prefer Pablo Lopez over Sandy, but if you want to be different, not many will roster Sandy Alcantara at the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think a lot of people will roster Michael Lorenzen at the Nationals. I think Lorenzen is great. He's coming off the no-no. You guys know my philosophy on this one. I'll pass. Pass on this one, dog. Let's go to some cheaper options here. We drop into the 8K range. Kyle Gibson, $8,200 at the Oakland Athletics. Gibson's coming off a dud in his last start at Seattle, but really good stuff there before that. Like really, really good stuff there from Gibson. 6 innings or more, 3 runs or less, 5 Ks or more, and 4 straight starts before the blow-up at Seattle. So I'm going back to him, especially in a matchup in Oakland against the Athletics. I think it's a great spot to target. And A's team striking out nearly 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month, 214 average, 192 ISO. So I am a fan of Kyle Gibson at $8,200. After that, though, it starts getting a bit murky. I do want to check one thing here because Andrew Heaney is always a boomer bust tournament type guy. Want to see how Milwaukee's doing versus lefties. 19% K rate, 261 average, 196 ISO. I'll probably pass there, but you could look at Heaney if you want. But other than that, it's not a ton. Like Luis Medina in tournaments versus Baltimore at 68. Okay. If I'm punting, pitching, it's Brandon Pfaadt, 6K at the San Diego Padres. Pfaadt's put up 16 or more points in three of his last five starts since coming back to the D-backs. Five or more innings in four straight starts. Three in runs or less in four out of five. It's just a strikeouts for him. Five or more Ks in four out of five. Going up against this Padres team, that's reeling. It's the nicest way I can put it. But over the last month, that's their left-handed stats. We do not want those because Brandon Pfaadt is a righty, of course. Padres team, 20% K rate versus righties, 246 average, 175 ISO. So they're not getting destroyed by any means. But at 6K for Pfaadt, I think it's interesting. So on this slate, you know, if you want to go Strider at 12-7, go for it. But I love Pablo Lopez at 10-6. I think Alcantara at 96 is a good tournament pivot in that one. Going down cheaper, though, Kyle Gibson at 82, I like quite a bit. Andrew Heaney in tournaments if you're feeling frisky. And then Brandon Pfaadt at 6K as your punt pitcher on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk bats on this 12-game Friday slate. Catcher's position for you. Sean Murphy should catch because he had Thursday off. He's 54 versus Cobb, but he has been slumping in a big way. Look at guys like JTR, JT Realmuto versus Adon at $4,900. Rushman at 48 versus Medina. Those would be the guys to look at. If you are fading Heaney, William Contreras at 47 is very, very nice. The Mariners' bats are on fire right now. Cal Raleigh went deep on Thursday. He's 46 versus JP France. So I like a little Seattle action in that matchup versus France. So you got some good options there with JTR, Rushman, Contreras, Raleigh. Probably all guys that you'd use based on stacks. Because for the most part, if you're one-offing catchers, probably going elsewhere, probably going cheaper at these positions. Kyber Ruiz is swinging it really well. He's 42 versus Lorenzen. He'd be another guy you could look at. Francisco Alvarez has cooled down a bit, but he's 4K versus the lefty Thompson of St. Louis. I do like Wilson Contreras. He returned from his couple-day absence with injury, hit cleanup on Thursday for the Cardinals. Before he got hurt, he was hitting it very, very well. Contreras is $3,900 versus Joey Lucchese, so I'm on board with that one. Going down to the low threes now, Ryan Jeffers at $3,400 versus Jackson. Minnesota's a great stack on this slate, so he'd be one to look at as well. Going below 3K, if Christian Vasquez is in the lineup for Minnesota, he's $2,900. I prefer Jeffers, but Vasquez could be a little bit of a savings for you as well. And then other than that, maybe Nick Fortes at $2,800 versus Gonsolin, because I think Gonsolin's booty. but I'm not running to play Nick Fortes. I'll say that much. Yeah, not too much down here punt wise out after you get below 3K. First base position for you here. Shohei's always in play, especially against a roster Ramirez at $6,700. So you can go to Shohei if you like Matt Olson at 64 versus Cobb, Freddie Freeman against Alcantara in tournaments. Sure. Goldie's been slumping, but he's 57 versus Lucchesi. I prefer Otani and Olson in this range, or you save some money. Bryce Harper is heating up, folks. He's $5,500 versus Adon. That's a really strong play. If you don't want to go all the way up, Harper at 55 is pretty, pretty nice. Big Meat Pete, the polar bear, he went deep on Thursday. He's $5,300 versus Thompson. I like that quite a bit as well. Might like Harper a bit more, but Alonzo in a really good spot there to target. Then after that, like Tristan Casas just continues to beast out. He's $4,300 versus Brito. I think Boston's in play versus Brito. Casas at 43, definitely in play versus Brito, so have some fun with that. Cheaper plays for you. Ty France has been swinging well. He's $3,500 versus JP France. So it's the battle of the French fries in that one. Going down to low threes now, like Josh Bell at 34 versus Tony Gonsolin. Bell's been playing really well. You can take advantage of Gonsolin big time in that matchup. Moustakas versus Orozmán Ramírez. I've mentioned Moustakas enough, kind of haven't liked a ton of the matchups. We like this one, folks. Moose is first base, third base at $3,200 versus Orozmán Ramírez. And then going down cheaper, you got Gavin Sheets and Coors. He's first base outfield eligible at 3K versus Lambert. That's a really, really good spot in that matchup. Even cheaper than that, though, below 3K. Not a ton. Like Mark Canha is $2,700 versus Heaney. That can be a potential punt for you because Canha does like him a lefty in those matchups. But that's pretty much it at first base. Second base for you on this slate. Mookie Betts is always intriguing, but giving guys like Marcus Semien against Woodruff in a tournament, sure. But it's Zach Gulloff. He's up to 5,400 versus Gibson. Still a very good play. I like that. Trevor Story versus Brito at 48. It is very solid. Like I said, Boston versus the Yankees is a strong place to go. Luis Arraez versus Gonsolin at 47. Jorge Polanco went deep on Wednesday. He's $4,600 versus Jackson. So he's another guy you can go to in that situation. Going below 4K now. Bryson Stott versus Adon. If you're stacking Philadelphia, Stott hits fifth usually for Philadelphia. He's 4K. That's a really good piece of savings in Philadelphia because you saw JTR's price. We saw $5,500 Harper. So Stott at 4K does give you a little bit of savings there. Going down even cheaper, though, Edward Julian had a big game on Wednesday. He's $3,200 versus Jackson. He'd be one you could look at. And then below 3K now, Monasterio of Milwaukee, second base, third base at 29. He's a good value, especially versus the lefty Heaney. So I can get behind that. And then other than that, I'm trying to see if they put a certain player in the player pool. He's not at second base if they did. All right, third base position for you on this slate. Riley at 59 is awesome versus Cobb. If you're paying all the way up, zero problem with that at all. Otherwise, save a few shekels. Rafael Devers hit a moonshot the other day. He's $5,300 versus Brito. You got McMahon and Coors versus Kopech at 5K. I prefer Devers, but both are in play for you. Jorge Polanco, second base, third base at 46. Justin Turner's 46 versus Brito. So we like both of those. Plays below 5K. Jake Berger's $4,200 versus Gonsolin. That can be a nice tournament look for you. Eugenio Suarez, if you're stacking Seattle's, $4,100. I like that. Yoan Moncada is swinging it pretty well. We do our weekly weekend streaming game on Bubba the Bloom. I took Moncada as my hitter. It was sub 50% rostered player. He's 4K in Coors Field against Lambert. Moncada is swinging it pretty well, so I do like that. As a little bit of savings and some Coors activity. Mike Moustakas, first base, third base at $3,200 is another one you could peek to there. Monasterio at 29, we talked about him, he's second base, third base. He's another dude for you. So tons of options at third base, some decent value at third base if you so choose. Shortstop position for you here. Corey Seager's always in play, but it's Woodruff's a little challenging. Trey Turner's at $5,200 versus Adon. I'm cool with that as a piece of Philadelphia. But I like Trevor Story at 48. I think that's a good price tag versus Brito in that situation there. Gunnar Henderson's been slumping, but a good spot there versus Medina at 46. I don't mind going back to C.J. Abrams versus Lorenzen at 46. Abrams had a couple stolen bases on Thursday, playing extremely well at that price point for $4,600. Cheaper plays, though, below $4,000. Vaughn Grissom at 34, reason to line up against Cobb. I like that. A few others down here below 3K. Did they put him on the team? No, they did not. DK, Mason Wynn got called up. If I missed it, I apologize. I don't see him anywhere, any position so far. So if Mason Wynn is in the player pool, he should be free and it's a very intriguing play in their matchup versus Joey Lucchese. Outfield for you on this slate, Acuna against Cobb at 68, sure, but Shohei at 67 is very nice versus Rossmer Ramirez. Big fan of that one. You got Kyle Tucker versus Bryce Miller in tournaments. Same with Yordan Alvarez in tournaments. Both intriguing, but I'd rather just pay up for Ohtani in that matchup. But you got Lou Bob and Coors at 57. That is a great price tag there for Lou Bob in that matchup. Randy Rosarena's calmed down a bit, but a good spot there versus Tyler Anderson at 55. J-Rod is one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball. He's $5,500 versus JP France. Love that play. Like Lou Bob and J-Rod at 57 and 55 are both outstanding plays on this slate. You got your Marlins guys in Soler and Chisholm if you're fading Gonsolin. Sure, it's a steep price tag for those two. But like Kyle Schwarber against Adon at 5K, love him in your Philly stacks. That's a really good spot. Nolan Jones and Coors at 46 versus Kopech. Don't hate it. Jaron Duran at 45 versus Brito is pretty darn nice as well. You got Michael Harris hitting second versus Cobb. But Nick Castellanos versus Adon at 45. Casty hitting probably fourth in that Philadelphia lineup, swinging it extremely well. So keep him in your Philadelphia stacks. Going down to the low fours, Seth Mullins is $4,300 versus Medina. That's a good value play for Cedric Mullins. Estuary Ruiz in tournaments at 43 versus Gibson. I can see a little bit of appeal there if you so choose. Anthony Santander at 4K versus Medina as well as an option for you. Below 4K now, it's a little murkier. Teoscar Hernandez at 38 if you're stacking Seattle. You can get there. Tyler O'Neill went deep on Thursday against the lefty Lucchese at 36. That's a really good tournament play. Lots of value potential there with Tyler O'Neill. So I'll circle that one for later. Other than that, though, Max Kepler versus Jackson, I like at 33. I like the Twins, especially their value versus Pittsburgh pitching situation. So Kepler at 33 is a very, very good one for value on this slate. Going down to the low threes and into the twos for you here. Oscar Colas is in Coors. He's been ice cold, but he's $3,100 in Coors if you're feeling that kind of situation. I'd rather have Gavin Sheets at 3K in Coors. First base outfield eligible is where I'd be looking there. Going down below 3K now, I'm looking for a few more of my Twins. That'll be down here, at least one for sure. You guys should know who I'm thinking of by now, whenever you find him, but I haven't seen him yet. I'm not seeing a ton. There he is. Mr. Walner is $2,400 versus Jackson. That is a great tournament value. Walner at $2,400. Other than that, like Joey Weimer's 22 versus Heaney, if you're feeling that. But check your lineups. You might get a few more pieces of value at the outfield position. Recapping pitching, Strider at 12.7 is totally fine. But give me Lopez at 10.6, Alcantara in tournaments at 96. And then you got Gibson at 82, Heaney at 77, and Brendan Faught at 6K. Maybe some lineups will change the thought process on some of those guys. But I like Pablo Lopez a lot at 10.6. I think it's a great, great price tag. Looking at some of the stacks on this slate, Boston versus Brito is awesome. Big fan of that one. Love Philadelphia versus Adon. It's one of my favorite stacks on this slate. So Boston, Philly, you can go Atlanta any slate you want, of course. I think Milwaukee versus Heaney can be contrarian if you want. I'm not forcing that, though. I love Minnesota versus Jackson. So Boston, Philly, Minnesota. I like those. I love Seattle versus JP France. That's another one there. The Mets-St. Louis conversation is interesting. White Sox versus Lambert, of course, is in play. I think Tampa Bay is intriguing. I really like the Angels if they could just put together a quality game. It's a great spot versus Rossmer Ramirez. But for me, I think I'm going to focus Seattle, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Boston, but tons of ways to go on this slate. Tons and tons of ways to go. I have a question in the chat from Higabino. Who would you play in single entry? What position? Starting pitching, I go Pablo Lopez. Single entry, I go Pablo Lopez and probably Sandy if you can find the value, which you can. If you don't want him to go back-to-back high-priced guys, give me Pablo Lopez and Kyle Gibson is where I go in single entry on this slate because it's almost more cash-based with a couple pivots. Stacking in single entry, he came back there. To stack in single entry, I would look into Philadelphia and Minnesota because you get the Minnesota value bats, get Philadelphia power bats, and then it allows you to pay up for pitching because I don't like a lot of the pitching, especially the value pitching on this slate. So if you can pay up for some pitching and get the value elsewhere, I'm a big fan of that most likely on this slate. That'll do it, folks. Thanks for the question. So that's what I'm here for. I won't see them until I'm done going through the slate, but if they're there, I'll hit you up every time I can. That'll do it, folks. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Sorry about the voice. I'm all congested and stuff right now. Hopefully I'm better for you later this week. Bloomfield, love you, brother. But I will be back with you guys on Monday to preview another week of DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits here Friday, August 18th edition of the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.